I'm Anna Marie in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it is Easter morning, and the kids are actually not with me right now. They're with their dad in Duluth, Minnesota, and I have not had a weekend to myself, well, since last summer when they were all at summer camp in the same week. And I remember sleeping on the couch that entire week. I could not move my body. I was so tired. I had to catch up on all sorts of sleep. This weekend, I've been basically getting ready for them to come back. They had requested that I make an Easter for them. They're not really going to celebrate Easter in Duluth. They're just doing some sightseeing with their dad. And they want me to do one of the Easters that I did before with a kind of scavenger hunt where they have to find their Easter baskets and an Easter egg hunt and then a lunch with all of our traditional foods that we have. And so I've been working on that. I've caught up on almost all my chores and did a bunch of list making, did some crochet projects, and binge watched a bunch of Netflix. I was going to go to the theater, but there's nothing really playing right now that I want to see. I was going to do that. But I was looking and looking and just couldn't find anything that I wanted to go for. I should have gotten together with friends. Instead, I did a lot more sleeping than I should have. All in all, this has been a good Easter for me. And missing my friends on Anchor, definitely. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Anna Marie.
Anna Marie, hello. It's Paul in Cork here. And I've just heard you say you're missing your friends from Anchor. Well, I know we're not very close friends, but in the ordinary meaning of the word friends these days, I might qualify. But anyway, it's good to hear you. It's very nice to hear your Easter. I'm horrified by the idea that this would be the first weekend you've had free to yourself since last summer. But that's none of my business. But I think that's a big, big... oh my goodness. I hope you have another one planned now for yourself, you know, in about 6 weeks' time. Anyway, hi.
Paul from Cork, Ireland. You're exactly the kind of friend that I miss here on Anchor, and I'm really glad to hear your message. And yes, there is something not so great about the number of breaks that I get here in my job as mom to my three monkeys here in the cozy cottage in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is one of those jobs that just, you don't get a lot of breaks. And I need to find some more balance, and I need to get another weekend pretty soon here because this is just what I need. But it also gives a little bit of an explanation for why I usually sound tired or grouchy, or rambling off with some nonsense when I'm recording things here on Anchor, because I'm pretty busy with my main job here as being a super mom and a caregiver and trying to get it right as a parent to these kids. I put in the profile for this episode a picture of one of the candy treats that's going to go in the Easter basket. They're called Peeps. I don't know if you have those in Ireland. And they're made of marshmallows shaped like little chicks. with yellow sanding sugar on them. I'd love to know if you have those. I wanted to do a kind of zero waste Easter, and it didn't work according to plan at all. Tomorrow I think I'm going to be making some caramels, and they'll each get a chocolate bunny in their Easter basket. And oh, I've got some little plastic eggs that I use year after year, and I put coins inside and hide them all over the yard and in the bushes in the garden for them to find. And that's always a lot of fun. And you'd think that they're too big for that now, but I guess they still enjoy it. I hope you're having a nice Easter if you celebrate it, Passover, or at least the first flowers of spring. Thanks, Paul. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Anna Marie.
That's great. Oh, sorry, Mom. Anything there? The next clue is hiding where the lilacs bloom.
Of course.
All the way over here. Oh,
anything worth doing is worth overdoing. That's my motto.
Hang on. What? I am a tower, but just for kids. Inside me, you'll find another clue hid.
Good. That's on paper.
You're really good at these poems, Mom.
Is it in here? I don't think so.
Thank you.
I am a tower, but just for kids. It is over here.
I see it! Almost there. Don't be distressed. If you need to get your bearings, go to the sign posting your address. Oh my god! Let's go!
Oh, I haven't had this one much fun in ages.
Let's go.
Like Easter?
Yes! Do this again next year, please! This is awesome!
You're not too big for this?
No, we're not! He is coming! Don't worry, I'm coming! I'm coming.
Get ready.
Okay?
Interrupt it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry, I didn't.
Okay. Here it is. Not that way. Other way. Okay. Is that all the clues? Oh, no, it's not. You will find the next clue in a place that gets hot. Oven.
Compliments, it's an incentive to do it again.
Mullen, you're gonna burn paper. Nice, Mom.
Okay.
Pixie stick. Don't burn sugar.
Your very last clue. Try not to peep. I'm feeling quite tired. It is time to sleep.
To sleep, okay.
To peep?
To sleep.
Peep?
Okay, I'm gonna look.
Have a peep.
Here you go.
Okay, is it in here?
Probably under the blanket. What is it? Nope. Where is it?
Underneath the bed.
Where is it? Wait.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
I'm gonna tear my bed apart.
Under the mattress!
Under the mattress! Oh my god. Please don't tell me. I'm gonna have to set this down. Oh my god, it's a basket! How did I not notice that?
I didn't see that! I didn't see that! How did I not see
basket!
That?
Yay!
All right, Mom, my turn.
We gotta see what his booty
is. Okay, let's see. What's
your booty? Let's look at your booty.
Whoa, oh, cookies and cream, Russell Stover, bunny. Peeps, five peeps.
No, it's, five.
Bubblegum eggs. Another bunny crisp chocolate bunny. And some Hershey's carrots. Yes! No, not Hershey's. These are Reese's. What am I talking about?
Okay.
Reese's carrots. Okay, now it's Owen's turn.
My turn.
All right.
My turn.
I'm Anna Marie in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it is Easter morning. And the kids are actually not with me right now. They're with their dad in Duluth, Minnesota. And I have not had a weekend to myself, well, since last summer when they were all at summer camp in the same week. And I remember sleeping on the couch that entire week. I could not move my body. I was so tired. I had to catch up on all sorts of sleep. This weekend, I've been basically getting ready for them to come back. They had requested that I make an Easter for them. They're not really going to celebrate Easter in Duluth. They're just doing some sightseeing with their dad. And they want me to do one of the Easters that I did before with a kind of scavenger hunt where they have to find their Easter baskets and an Easter egg hunt and then a lunch with all of our traditional foods that we have. And so I've been working on that. I've caught up on almost all my chores and did a bunch of list making, did some crochet projects, and binge watched a bunch of Netflix. I was going to go to the theater, but there's nothing really playing right now that I want to see. I was going to do that. But I was looking and looking and just couldn't find anything that I wanted to go for. I should have gotten together with friends. Instead, I did a lot more sleeping than I should have. All in all, this has been a good Easter for me. And missing my friends on Anchor, definitely. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Anna Marie.
Anna Marie, hello. It's Paul in Cork here. And I've just heard you say you're missing your friends from Anchor. Well, I know we're not very close friends, but in the ordinary meaning of the word friends these days, I might qualify. But anyway, it's good to hear you. It's very nice to hear your Easter. I'm horrified by the idea that this would be the first weekend you've had free to yourself since last summer. But that's none of my business. But I think that's a big... oh my goodness. I hope you have another one planned now for yourself, you know, in about 6 weeks' time. Anyway, hi.
Paul from Cork, Ireland. You're exactly the kind of friend that I miss here on Anchor, and I'm really glad to hear your message. And yes, there is something not so great about the number of breaks that I get here in my job as mom to my three monkeys here in the cozy cottage in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is one of those jobs that just, you don't get a lot of breaks. And I need to find some more balance, and I need to get another weekend pretty soon here because this is just what I need. But it also gives a little bit of an explanation for why I usually sound tired or grouchy or rambling off with some nonsense when I'm recording things here on Anchor, because I'm pretty busy with my main job here as being a super mom and a caregiver and trying to get it right as a parent to these kids. I put in the profile for this episode a picture of one of the candy treats that's going to go in the Easter basket. They're called Peeps. I don't know if you have those in Ireland. And they're made of marshmallows shaped like little chicks with yellow sanding sugar on them. I'd love to know if you have those. I wanted to do a kind of zero-waste Easter, and it didn't work according to plan at all. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to be making some caramels, and they'll each get a chocolate bunny in their Easter basket, and oh, I've got some little plastic eggs that I use year after year, and I put coins inside and hide them all over the yard and in the bushes in the garden for them to find. And that's always a lot of fun. And you'd think that they're too big for that now, but I guess they still enjoy it. I hope you're having a nice Easter if you celebrate it, Passover, or at least the first flowers of spring. Thanks, Paul. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Anna Marie.
Great. Oh, sorry. Anything there? The next clue is hiding where the lilacs bloom.
Oh,
my God.
Of course. Oh, all the way over here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mom, how long did you take to put them all around here? Okay.
Anything worth doing is worth overdoing. That's my motto.
But just for kids, inside me you'll find another clue hid.
Good. That's on
here. You're really good at these poems, Mom.
Is it in here? I don't think so.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am hard, but just for kids. It is over here.
Okay. Wait. I see it. Almost there. Don't be distressed. If you need to get your bearings, go to the sign posting your address. Oh my God! Let's go.
Oh, I haven't had this one much fun in ages.
Let's go.
Like Easter?
Yes! Do this again next year, please. This is awesome.
You're not too big for this?
No, we're not.
I'm coming. Don't worry.
He is coming. Don't worry, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Interrupted. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry. I didn't. Okay. Here it is. Not that way. Other way. Okay. Is that all the clues? Oh, no, it's not. You will find the next clue in a place that gets hot. Oven.
Thanks for the compliments. Thanks for the compliments. It's an incentive to do it again.
Mullen, you're gonna burn paper. Nice, Mom.
Okay. Oh, pixie stick. Don't burn sugar.
Your very last clue. Try not to peep. I'm feeling quite tired. It is time to sleep.
To sleep.
Okay.
To peep.
To sleep.
Peep.
Okay. I'm gonna go look.
Have a peep.
Here you go. Okay. Is it in here?
Should be under the blankets.
Probably under the blanket.
What is it? Nope. Where is it?
Underneath the bed.
Where is it? Wait. Pat! 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 I'm gonna tear my bed apart!
Under the mattress!
Under the mattress! Oh my god. Please don't tell me. I'm gonna have to set this down. It's... Oh my god, it's a basket! How did I not notice that before?
I didn't see that! I didn't see that! How did I not see
that? Basket! Yay!
Alright, Mom, my turn.
We gotta see what his booty
is. Okay, let's see. What's
your booty? Let's look at your booty.
Whoa, cookies and cream, Russell Stover, bunny. Peeps, five peeps.
No, it's, five.
Bubblegum eggs. Another bunny crisp chocolate bunny. And some Hershey's carrots. Yes! No, not Hershey's. These are Reese's. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Reese's carrots. Okay, now it's Owen's turn.
My turn.
All right.
My turn.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.